Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all we got right now. We all we need. We can do this.
Getting you ready for today's game with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
A complete look around the NFL and especially our Falcons.
Let's go out there and compete. Let's focus in on what our job is and do our job.
The Wade Ford Tailgate Show, brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer.
This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
On the home for our Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Andy Bunker, Joe Patrick. Bright? Not even bright.
Who's
literally not bright. The sun's not up yet, but it is early. Good morning to you, Joe.
Who's drinking? Who's drinking? It's a tailgate show.
Well, you got something in that thermos of yours.
Yeah. It's a coffee and Bailey's. Hold the Bailey's.
Yeah, I had a 5 hour energy on my way in. You got to get it. Got to get it cranked up. However you can, man. It is.
You got to get some chemicals in you.
The 5:30. Yeah, exactly. Whatever it takes to prime the pump. You got to get it going early on a Sunday as the Falcons are in Berlin, Germany this morning to take on the Indianapolis Colts. Just about 4 hours from right now. So you kind of back time it. 2 hours is when the radio network pregame starts. 2 hours before that is when the Wade Ford Tailgate Show starts. And here we are at 5:30 in the morning.
Somehow it got us
talking
here
about a 3-5 football team when we'd normally be asleep. least they could have been is 500, but they are not. Here we are.
You ever think about while you're driving, like, man, it's so crazy that I'm out here on the road and I was literally asleep 20 minutes ago. Like, this can't be safe for myself or anyone around me.
I was thinking about that, yes, this morning when I forgot to turn my lights on for, like, the first half mile of my drive. Because my car is old enough now where you just have to flip it on. It doesn't come on automatically when it notices that it's dark. But, yeah, so here's the deal. Because we started at 5:30 and the break schedule is what it is at 92.9 The Game. We got about 90 seconds before we go to break, and then we'll come back and really get into things. But we are here for the next 2 hours, and we will get you ready for today's game. And, you know, we've said this for a couple of weeks now, dating back to the Miami game. You really need this one. Really need to get this win. The Miami one was embarrassing. Last week, obviously, the team played better. There's no doubt about that. But still came up short and made some critical mistakes in crunch time and obviously missed a kick that led to another change. So there's a lot to get into this morning as we preview this Falcons and Colts matchup. Mm-hmm. But just from a big picture overarching narrative perspective, kind of need this one.
They put themselves in this spot where they have to. It's a big game for that exact reason, like you just mentioned.
Without question. All right, we'll grab a quick break. We'll come back and really get into this thing here on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, AM edition, early AM edition with Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick.
The Wade Ford Tailgate Show is on.
Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let me start it a little bit more appropriately than we did at 5:30. Guten Morgen. That's German for good morning.
Well done.
There you go.
Well done.
Googled that one. Also, the Falcons tweeted it out, so I stole that from them as well. Welcome into the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Andy Bunker, smoking Joe Patrick. Only appropriate to be brought in by Outkast this morning as they go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last night. I don't know if you saw that, but Big Boy was up on stage with a Falcon sweatshirt on.
Nice.
So don't let Big Boy down, okay?
Okay.
Don't let him down.
Got a lot to live up to here.
Don't let him down. Please, please win this football game. As we've said the last couple of weeks, look, I mean, you know what it is in the NFL. You start putting a couple of these together in a row, and it gets early quick, and it has gotten, or gets late quick.
Gets late quick early. Yeah,
gets late early. It seems to get late early a lot for our sports teams here, and it has. It has. I mean, you drop this one, you fall to 3-6, then you essentially have to go 7-1 in the second half of the season to make the playoffs. And I think we all understand the difficult task that would be.
Yeah, you have to be the Colts suddenly to what the Colts have been this year, which is the talk of the NFL and statistically like the best team offensively, et cetera, et cetera. You'd have to turn into that, basically, if you lose this game. Actually, not even – like, they're pretty much already in that situation.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
And that's to go 9-8, by the way. If they go 7-2 for the rest of the season, that's to go 9-8 and give themselves a chance. Unfortunately, they've also lost tiebreakers that will – against some teams they'll be competing against for those spots. So But, you know, you can only win one game at a
time,
right? That's
right. You can't take care of any of that today. All you can take care of today is trying to beat the Indianapolis Colts, who are a very good team.
And got better, by the way, at the trade deadline.
Got better this week by adding Sauce Gardner.
Could be a problem for Drake London in this game because Sauce Gardner is that guy in terms of those cornerbacks that you can literally just put on an island and you just try to go elsewhere for the rest of the game.
Is he better than Christian Gonzalez?
Oh, I think so. 100%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it's comparable. I think
maybe I'm not giving Christian Gonzalez, frankly, enough credit.
Well, maybe you just watch what Drake did to him last Sunday, that's fresh on your mind.
Yeah, but I mean, even Raheem, when we were talking to him this week, during media and stuff, he was like, "How do you face Sauce? You don't throw it at him." Basically, that's basically what he said. He said you don't throw it at him too much. So I would expect Michael Penix to look elsewhere. But that's the other issue for this Falcons team is they haven't really had a lot of production in the receiving, whether it's wide receivers or, Kyle Pitts has obviously had a nice bounce back year this year. But, Darnell Mooney, is this his game to step up? I think you have to get guys step up. If you're to beat a Colts team in general, you're going to have to get games out of guys like Darnell Mooney, potentially one of the other receivers on the roster as well. And then obviously a bunch of guys on that defense against an NFL leading offense that the Colts have.
I know that there's a lot of context to Darnell Mooney's season thus far, getting injured in training camp and then re-injuring himself early in the season and missing time and all that. But the idea that Darnell Mooney has 12 catches
crazy
at this point of the season is crazy. And telling, and speaks to exactly what you were just talking about with just not a lot of diversity and who you're throwing the ball to on offense and all that. But yeah, I mean, and that's still, he's the second leading wide receiver. He's got 12 catches. This is the 10th game today. Obviously Drake's got 47 catches and had 3 touchdowns last week, but no one has stepped up in that absence either. Casey Washington's got 6 catches. Ray McLeod's not even on the team anymore. Mm-hmm. Kadarius Hodge on down. David Sills, there's no other production at all at the wide receiver position. And we knew that it was thin coming in. I don't think we had any idea that it was quite like this.
It's still weird. I can't quite make sense of it. And I kind of shake myself to wonder if I was actually seeing things in training camp where it felt like literally every practice, Casey Washington catching a deep ball or somebody, Ray McLeod maybe, who, again, he's not on the team now for reasons that probably aren't necessarily football related. I don't know, but it sure feels like they could use a receiver like him to kind of fill in some of the gaps they've got because, now they're running out David Sills, who was kind of the last man on the roster type of player out of training camp. And I believe he maybe even spent some time off the roster afterwards, but is now playing a lot of key snaps for this team. And you're right. They're just not really producing like you figured they would. And I wonder if Darnell Mooney missing this training camp, obviously having that shoulder injury on the first day of camp, diving for a ball, if that was particularly troublesome for him, not necessarily because of him, but because you're working with a first-year starter in Michael Penix, and you really could have used that time during training camp to develop that trust that clearly he has with Drake at this point.
Yeah, no, there's definitely something to that. I remember last year, I think late in training camp, me and Randy got an opportunity to talk to Darnell Mooney and asked him just an offhand question about Penix because, new player and all that. What's it like, him catching pass from him versus Kirk, whatever. He's like, I don't know. I haven't caught any passes from Penix. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, right. That makes sense. Second team, first team, all that. So that whole first year, they didn't play together.
Right,
by the end
right.
of the year, Mooney was hurt when Penix was finally starting. He didn't get to throw to him at all in training camp. And you know what I mean? There's just no relationship really at all, no chemistry at all between the two of those guys. And it's showing up. And I think part of it is Darnell's still working his way back from injury. I do think, I don't know, he looked pretty good in the, was it the San Francisco game? He looked his freshest, but I didn't throw it to him at all last week. So I don't know. I mean, and the thing about it is you could maybe explain away some of this stuff like you could in the Buffalo game when, all right, they threw it to Drake 15 times, Kyle X amount of times, but the ground game was working so well.
Right.
There's only so many passes to go around. They've essentially abandoned the run at times over the last couple of weeks. They abandoned the run last week against New England before the game even started. Mm-hmm. And still they're not throwing it to the other wide receivers. So
yeah.
It's
And
it's tough.
I know that they did, to their credit, them being Penix and Mooney. They threw over the course of the offseason and stuff, you know, getting together on high school fields and stuff like that. But that's not, that's not working against defenders as well as against like coverages. And a lot of this stuff in this Falcons offense, especially with the receivers, is, you know, they have options on kind of on where they're running these routes. Like if they make a break, they're called choice routes. And like whether they're going to go deep on a go route or they're going to stop, you know, and pull that back on a comeback. We saw some miscommunication on that front a couple weeks ago against the Dolphins with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
And, you know, so those are the kinds of fine details that you have to work out. And you really just have to do it in the context of a full practice with all the, you know, all the setting in front of you that's most like a game.
There was a lot frustrating about it. But like what was so interesting about last week against New England was that it just depended on the drive, how the offense looked. There was really no momentum or continuity across the board. It was either a three and out, which there were a number of three and outs, or, okay, not this drive. This drive, we're actually going to have rhythm and we're going to get moving and we're going to run it and throw it and we're going to move the ball down the field. And I asked you this question on Thursday, like, was there any... The answer is no, that there isn't. is there any, like, connection between the drives that worked and disconnect in the drives that didn't? I was like, no, not really. Some of them just did. And I think one thing, too, is one of their scoring drives started at the 10-yard line because of a turnover, right? And they were able to just throw it up in the air to Drake and let him go get it. The only thing I could come up with when trying to answer my own question and dig into it a little bit deeper, I couldn't come up with anything as to the drives that didn't work. I mean, they didn't really even attempt to run on first down. But if they would hit a big play on first or second, and I think their third scoring drive, there was a huge penalty on the second play of the drive, which I think was a 15-yard penalty, which is, you know, that's good for a first down and moves the ball down the field. Yeah. That was part of it. They hit a big play on their first scoring drive. It was like a 25-yard pass or something. So I guess getting into a rhythm.
Yeah.
Sure. And then the other ones, it's third and 10.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's like, they were so bad on third down in that game. They did not convert a third down in the entire first
half.
They've
been bad on third down since September.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's probably, you know, you want to avoid those, you know, and that's easier. Obviously, I think every NFL team wants to avoid third down if you can. It's easier said than done. But it certainly seems like something that would help this Falcons team because, they really struggle in those downs. I think that, you know, part of that's obviously on the offensive coordinator. You know, it's a huge part of his job, and they spend an entire day of practice just working on third down stuff. But I also think that probably some of that is down to the fact that you do have a rookie quarterback and that for defensive coordinators going up against this Falcons offense, it's a little bit easier to kind of predict what they're going to be able to do, what's worked, especially when you get in those situations where the odds are stacked against you when it's third and 10. Like, you're just not going to convert many of those in general.
It just doesn't feel like right now that they have, and I mean, it's the NFL. The defense is going to try to take away what you do best every single Sunday, make you one-dimensional, and make you play their game. Unfortunately, it feels like that has happened to the Falcons pretty frequently over the last month or so. But it just doesn't feel like they have something that they can lean on first down to get positive yardage, whereas in September it really felt like that was handed to Bijan. He's going to get five or six, and then you're second and four, and you can really kind of open up the playbook from there. With that getting bottled up over the last handful of games, it's immediately, all right, now it's second and 10. All right, now it's third and eight. And Randy always talks about this. The amount of plays you have for that are pretty limited.
Yeah.
Like third and eight, really only a couple things you can do on third and eight, and it's almost always going to be throwing the football. So you start to really limit yourself in that. And then they also don't seem to have – you always want that positive play you can turn to on first down. And then you always want that security blanket play you can turn to on third down. And they don't seem to have that either. And that was Penix and Drake. And I don't know. I don't know where that stuff has gone.
I think we're really starting to miss, or the Falcons are starting to miss one particular player on this offense. And there's been a lot of conversation about this player coming into the season.
Did he go to Washington?
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
So did I.
It's Caleb McGarry, the right tackle. He not having him prevents the Falcons from being able to spam certain plays that are just going to pick up a certain amount of yardage. Like when they ran the ball behind Caleb McGarry last year, I believe Bijan averaged like 5 yards per carry or something like that. It was a very high clip. And that's obviously the strength of McGarry's game. And now they just don't have that in their bag. And so this run game, as a result, is one that can be good. It can hit some big plays. We've obviously seen it be explosive, but it's not necessarily consistent. And in games where they're not able to, you know, schematically or however, generate these holes for Bijan and Tyler whenever he's been able to get in the game as of late to run through, then they're just not really picking up a whole lot. And it puts this offense and Michael Penix behind the eight ball.
What do you think that is? Because, you know, early in the year, probably up until the 49ers game, was that we really haven't talked that much about right tackle yet.
Yeah.
Elijah Wilkinson's done a pretty good job thus far. I guess teams just were able to look at what he was doing on tape and kind of identify how to attack him, or I don't know. Like, how do you see that sort of showing up now?
For me, it's actually less about Wilkinson than it was is they were really using Charlie Warner as a key piece of their run game early in the season and using him in some creative gadget kind of ways, some chess piece kind of ways. And he's fallen off, I think, a little bit physically, just getting banged up over the course of the season.
I think he's banged up.
And also, I think that defensive coordinators figured it out. Like, where Charlie Warner goes, the ball is going. And so we need to get there. And Falcons need to figure out a different way to run the ball.
It did start to telegraph a little bit. Oh, yeah. Charlie's going in motion over there?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's where they're going to run it to.
Yeah. Yeah. And when he was in motion, they were running it.
Yeah. Like,
that's the other thing.
Yeah, that's right. All right, we'll take a break. Come back, look at some of the other games that are on the slate today in the NFL as we get you ready for the early one, the Falcons and the Colts kicking off at 9:30. Do want to remind you that the Wade Ford Tailgate Show is brought to you by Bear and Burton's W Sauce. We can't control the score, but you can still bring home the W. W Sauce is your ticket to next level flavors on game day. Pick up a bottle today and bring home the W. We'll be right back on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Touchdown, Atlanta!
Our Falcons play here. The Wade Ford Tailgate Show is on.
Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Wade Ford Tailgate Show here with you early on a Sunday morning as the Falcons are in Germany to take on the Colts about 3.5 hours from right now, 9:30 kickoff. First game of the day. Always fun to stand alone. And it could be a great way to start. What?
I said leaders. Yeah. You know, just leading the pack, leading the charge of the NFL.
Exactly. Leading the way into a football Sunday. This goes two ways, right? Like, your team wins the first game of the day, then you just watch all the other games right. with that, like, happy feeling mm-hmm. in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm. That carelessness, that carefree attitude
exactly.
afterwards.
Yeah. I always equate it to, like, these, whether it's a Thursday night game, if you can win on Thursday night, or if you're in the, you know, you're in the international slot at 9:30. It's like in the NCAA tournament when your college plays an early game on Thursday and you win. And then you're into the round of 32, and you know you're playing on Saturday, and you just get to watch the other 25 games after that, just in a calm state. Or the tournament's ruined because your team lost right. the first. Yeah. And that can also happen today. Your whole Sunday could totally be, you know, before you even go to church. I guess not. You'd probably be there by the end of the game. But
they might send you to church.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. before anything really gets going today, you might be in a bad mood. So hopefully not. Hopefully Falcons fans in a good mood for the first time in about a month.
It's always weird, these international games. I just feel like they play weird. Like, there's always some weird, screwy things that happen. The score is probably going to be like 22 to something at some point.
Yeah,
in
there's
the game.
Never round football numbers. Nobody ever has 14 or 21 or anything like that. Yeah, you're right. It's like 16-9 or something like that.
I think that like a
13-11 was the game earlier this year between the Jets and the
that's
Broncos.
That's right. I forgot about
that's
that.
That's not a football score.
A good old 11. Yeah. But I think that it kind of underscores this notion that when you play these games, you have to contend with the oddity of it all. Like, you have a weird schedule, you know, the Falcons, and I believe the Colts had a similar schedule where they flew out Thursday and for the Falcons, they flew out Thursday afternoon, late afternoon, and then got on the practice field first thing off the flight on Friday.
Yeah, I saw that before I even got up and was like checking my phone. They had already practiced and they were doing like see Berlin stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there's Bijan at a historical site. That's interesting.
They'd essentially, if you actually do the time, like, they basically conducted two practices within a span of like 18 hours.
Right.
Basically. Like 2 days.
Yeah. Hopefully that was the right way to do it.
But both teams are going to have to deal with these things. Foods that you eat before the game and stuff. So, like,
that's not going to be, no matter what happens today, like the schedule of it, the travel, the body clock, whatever. I know that Raheem talked about the sports scientists. If you want to ever have a good time, ask Randy about sports scientists.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good time. Yeah. He's like, oh, you mean when to sleep and drink water? Okay, got it. Anyway, they talked about all of that. Like, there's no conversation about that after the game, win or lose.
Right.
Like, because the Colts did the exact same thing. So as much as I'm on record on this one and probably will remain here, I think these games are dumb. I don't think that they serve the consumer that I'm worried about, but I also think that I get it. I mean, I understand why the NFL is doing this. Every team's going to have an international game on their schedule every year within the next 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's going to be. But I still think they're dumb.
I'm with you. No, I'm with you. Like, to me, it's like, you know, you're kind of...
I don't have like a great like intellectual thought on it. It's actually anti-intellectual. I'm like, football games should be played in America. That's basically where my stance is on it. But
I mean, it's
that's where I'm at.
Like, I mean, the idea has been floated before in some other leagues, like the Premier League, for example, in England, to play games elsewhere, and the fans shoot that down real quick and do not even allow. Now it's a different situation with the NFL being like a single entity business versus those, you know, soccer leagues that are operate a little bit differently, and the fans, I do believe, can have some more sway in the decisions that get made on this kind of scale. But I agree with you.
Also, I will say this. Like, I don't mean, like, there's a lot of people that made the trip.
Oh, yeah.
And that's awesome.
Yeah,
like, an opportunity to go see a cool – place that you might not have otherwise gone to. I know like Georgia Tech fans got to go to Dublin last year and see that game. That's awesome. Like if that's going to take you to a place that you wouldn't have gone to otherwise, a handful of folks that I know, Mike Bell's over there, a couple of different folks that we know are over there in Berlin and spent the week and got a chance to see all kinds of different history and stuff like that. That's great. But you know, I still,
yeah,
I still think the game should be here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, did you see, I saw last night, Josh Kendall from The Athletic post. He said, you want to know why the NFL does these international trips? And he was in some mall or something that had an NFL fan store in it and started walking down. It must've been a line that took, you know, hours literally to get, it was like a 2-minute video of him just walking, just a line to get in the building.
I don't wonder. I know why they do it.
Yeah.
We all know why they do it. Cause of course you're trying to spread that footprint and there's more money to be gotten and all that stuff. They've got all our money.
Right. Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly.
The only thing they can do now is turn, ESPN and Disney against YouTube to gas prices up and all that kind of stuff. Like that's where we're at with our sports saturation in this country. We're addicted. Yeah, we're hooked.
Yeah.
We're coming back. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
They can cut the product as many ways as they want. We're coming back. Like we are fiending for it every single Sunday. They got us.
Yeah.
But again, I don't get a slice of that.
Now now other people get to get hooked. You know, exactly. Just like it just spread it market. Yeah. That's literally how this works.
Let's get some German
football
addicts.
Yeah.
Let's get them hooked on this good stuff. Anyway, hopefully the Falcons give them some good stuff to watch today. I know we've spent a lot of time sort of lamenting what hasn't been for the Falcons in the first half hour of the show. I will say, and this is not to try to be a silver lining guy or rah-rah, whatever. They're obviously, you lost the game last week, and that's the bottom line. But the way the defense played, starting with the Jalen Walker, Pierce sack fumble near touchdown and on into the second half, was as well as we've seen them play since the Buffalo game.
Yeah.
And if that can carry over today, then they give the team a really good chance to win. It's amazing. I know we spent so much time on Divine Diablo, understandably, because he's a really good player and he's not coming back for a little while. I think Jalen Walker is a big part of it, too, because he missed a couple games.
How good is he?
He's incredible. And he was the NFC Defensive Player of the Week or Rookie of the Week?
I think Rookie.
Rookie of the Week. Okay, last week. And he's back out there. He makes an enormous difference for the defense.
It's crazy because, you know, to kind of go back to reflecting on training camp memories and such, I mean, James Pierce Jr. was the talk of training camp with all the things that were happening around him, whether it be his, you know, success on the pass rush or, you know, causing the scuffles or whatever that were happening.
Fighting
in
people.
But and Jalen Walker, for that reason, kind of just went a little bit under the radar. You know, he missed a lot of time.
Yeah, he was banged up in training camp.
Yeah, he had this groin that he, I believe, is probably the lingering thing that he was still dealing with that was holding him out more recently. But man, the guy's just showing the impact that he has when he's able to get on the field. And I'm not surprised, just like when you see him in person and how he's built, he just looks like a tough guy to have to try to defend because he's got these like oddly long arms. He's kind of got like a stocky body, but his arms are long and he's really, really strong. They call him Ninja Turtle. That's like his physique that they use to describe him. But he is, he really makes a huge difference for this team, not just in, actually, for me, it's less about the pass rush and more about the run-stopping ability that he has from that position, and they sorely, sorely need it, and it's so obvious. Again, some of these guys on this Falcons team, I know you've made this point, Andy, are kind of, their value is most evident when they're missing, and it really feels that way with Jalen Walker. When he's not in the game or able to play, you really notice it for this Falcons defense.
Yeah, and again, I think because of the nature of Divine Diablo's injury and the guy that replaced him, I think is a big part of it too. It's probably the most glaring difference between starter and backup.
Or the biggest drop-off you have on the roster.
And it is. And I know that that's some, they know that, and they're talking about it, and I understand, you know, Ronnie Harrison is probably going to get some more opportunities today, and he did a little bit more last week, but, I mean, you know, even as much as the defense improved in the second half and really did a good job of keeping New England off the scoreboard, when they needed the biggest play of the game, 3rd and 5, they needed one first down. You know who they went after.
Yep.
Yeah, there was 40, just a step slow. And they got the first down, and the game was over. And so there you have it. So it's so hard because to have to try to hide a guy.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you just can't play him.
Yeah.
The other team knows that. And again, they, you know, for them to, they knew exactly where they needed to go in that moment, and they did.
That was their game plan coming into that game, New England. I mean, they were really just target. I mean, I know Stephon Diggs ended up with a touchdown catch in that game, but he didn't do a whole lot else, you know, otherwise. And so much of their game plan was just to go to their tight ends and go to their backs, go to these players who are guarded by Falcons linebackers in general and one in particular. You know, and that's a way to have success. And if that's the case, yeah, you have to get that player off the field. And the coaching staff has said, and I think it's a bit awkward for everybody involved because it's so obvious just that how poor J.D. Bertrand has been. But you know, they've kind of said if you catch Raheem quick enough, because he talks real quick, that they are going to move away from him on the field and go towards more Ronnie Harrison, which if you are a Wade Ford Tailgate Show listener, you'll know. We were shouting out Ronnie Harrison a couple weeks ago as a player who could
potentially make an impact. You were all over it with Ronnie Harrison a couple weeks ago. And yes, I don't know if it's a good thing that he's become more prominent over the last couple of weeks
Probably not.
But whatever. Hopefully it's a good option. I'll say this. He's not the biggest guy in the world at that position.
He's pretty much still a safety.
And
honestly,
Tyler Warren is an absolute truck of a human being.
That's going to be
we spent quite a bit of time talking about that part of it this week. Like, the Colts have weapons. Like, they have options on offense. And the number one weapon that they have is their running back, Jonathan Taylor, who's incredible. Daniel Jones can run a little bit. Alec Pierce is a good receiver. Michael Pittman is a very good receiver. Josh Downs
is
always
a crucial
open.
Part of their offense.
Yeah. Always open.
Their offense is, you know, they can just spread you so thin. Like they can you know, get out in some, you know, these 11 personnel wide sets and then hit you with power run with Jonathan Taylor, you know, one of the best backs in the NFL. You got Tyler Warren blocking for him and a good offensive line. They can get into more power sets and then beat you with guys deep like Alex Pierce or whatever. So, like, they just have so many different ways to attack you. Plus, when you add in that, you know, the quarterback run, which is not, it's obviously not like their main threat, but it's just that added little thing that keeps you on your heels a little bit that can potentially open up, you know, an opportunity for other players.
That's something we were talking about in a break earlier, was just the threat, like the fact that a defense has to respect the potential of a run of a quarterback. Yeah, Daniel Jones isn't trying to get out there and run the ball 10, 15 times a game, but you know that he's capable of it, except when he gets in the open field, he tackles himself, as everyone remembers that famous
clip
when he was with the Giants. But he's athletic and he can move. And so at the very least, you have to respect the possibility of that. And then also, you know, Jonathan Taylor's just an incredible running back. That would be something that would be great to see Penix be able to at least threaten the defense with. And I know he took off a couple times last week. You could still tell he very much didn't want to.
Yeah.
But he did, and one of them was really productive.
Yeah, yeah. Showed a little bit of juice on that run.
He's
that I don't know if anyone
fast.
Knew he had that. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
he's
like,
fast.
The quickness and the burst that he showed on that one particular run, I asked Zach Robinson about it this week. It's like, and it sounded like Zach was like, yeah, that did kind of pop out to us on tape. I do want to say, like, just one thing, kind of in the way that you kind of perceive how the challenge this Falcons defense has against this Colts offense. Jeff Ulbrich, the Falcons defensive coordinator, talked about it like, on any given play, he is the coordinator is devoting resources to something. Like, with regards to the personnel, the play call, you know, what he's asking guys to do. Is he devoting resources to the to coverage? Is he devoting it to, you know, run stop? And that's, you know, when you think about it in those terms, that's when you come, when you understand just how difficult it is to defend this Colts offense, because you just don't really have the resources on the field to defend against all these things on every single play. So Jeff Ulbrich, he talked about it. He's like, I got to be really strategic in terms of when are we devoting resources to certain things in the game, and it's kind of on me to be putting our defensive players in positions to win.
All right, we will look at some of the other highlights, some of the other big games in the NFL coming up in the next segment. Joe will also get us an injury report. When we look around the NFL, it will be brought to you by Hatfield. Better pork, head to simplyhatfield.com. Like I said, we'll come back and look at some of the other big games on the schedule today. Of course, keep previewing the Falcons and the Colts live from Berlin, Germany, just about It's about 3 hours from right now. Thanks for being with us here early on a Sunday morning. The Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.